Welcome to the On to the Next podcast. I'm your host, Alyssa, and I am so happy you are here. If you are watching on YouTube, you already see I have a little guest with me today. Everyone, please give a warm welcome to Miss Chantelle Johnson.
Yay!
Hi, Chantelle.
Hi!
Thank you for being here.
No, thank you so much for letting me come on here and talk with you and chat and have some fun.
Yeah, thank you. I'm excited to get to know more about you as well.
Okay.
First, can you tell the people who you are?
I am Chantelle Johnson, or Telly B. I am an actress, registered nurse, a mixed fit instructor. I'm a mommy, I'm a wife, and I am here and present.
Yes. I just like forgot you were a nurse. Like,
yeah.
Even though like that's like literally like your
like,
thing.
Yeah, my thing.
Yeah. Well, first I want to get into all this and I have questions, but
okay. First,
what era are you in?
Okay. I love this question so much and I had to think about it. I'm still thinking about it, but I think I am in Do It For The Plot era.
Ooh.
I mean, Do It For The Plot, baby. Let's just see what happens.
That. That's so cute. Yeah. And my friends, like, especially when I started the podcast, I was on my, like, one of my many exploration journeys of myself.
Yeah.
And my friends are like, do it for the pod.
Do it for the pod.
That was, like, the, like, pun of, like, do it for the plot.
Yes.
So I, that was my, like, my little unhinged ear, but now I'm a little more, now I'm doing it for the pod, but like healthy,
right?
You know,
and
like I'm learning.
I don't know, I think mine's healthy. I hope it is.
You'll find out, I guess.
We're gonna see what happens.
Yeah. Well, that's cute. I love
Thank
that
you.
Everyone always has the most like unique
yes.
eras.
I've
so
seen
I love
your previous
asking
episodes
question.
And those are hilarious. Like, I love to see like what people say, and they're like, some of them are off the top and just be like, oh, that's really nice and wholesome.
Yeah.
And just,
yeah.
You never know.
I haven't got a single repeat and I've had over 20 guests. So I feel like
okay.
That's really cool.
Everyone's doing it for their own era.
Yeah, which I love. Yeah.
I was a little torn because I was going to say I'm in my knee pain era. Because
that's also
what's happening now that I'm 39. This is knee pain, baby.
Not the knee pain. And you're dancing and stuff
and
too.
Dancing. I just can't stop. I'm being crutches dancing, but that's okay.
It's okay. It's for the passion.
Yeah.
So you got to keep doing it for the plot, like
for
you
the
said.
Plot. Doing it for the plot.
I love that. Well, thank you for sharing.
Yeah, thanks.
Let's first touch on your day-to-day life. So you are a nurse.
Yes.
When did you get into the industry as an actress?
Okay, so I started in 2018.
Okay.
And so that's, what is it, 7 years now?
7 years,
I went from 0 to 100.
I
went from just like nursing, 9 to 5, cooking, cleaning, nursing, cooking, cleaning. And
yeah.
I've always wanted to do acting. In high school, I did theater. But then, you know, growing up poor and immigrant, you know, oldest of four girls, there was this pressure to like, you need a degree. You have to have a degree. So I didn't pursue the arts and entertainment and acting. I pursued nursing. And I'm glad I did. Like, I'm a damn good nurse.
Aww.
A good nurse. But it was always still, you know, that in the back of my head, like, you should really try it. You should really do it. And I was always like, I wish. I'd watch movies and shows like, I wish I can do that.
Aww.
I wish I would have done that. And then it was 2018, and I was watching the movie Uncle Drew. I don't know if you remember.
Oh, my gosh.
I don't think anybody really remembers the movie. But I was in the theater because I think it was, like, the free Sundays or something. I don't know. It was, like, a free movie, discount movie. And I was like, sure, whatever. I'm there for the popcorn, right?
Always.
So I'm there for the popcorn. And they said this one quote in the movie, which I've heard before.
Uh-huh.
You've heard before. And I think Michael Jordan might have said it.
Okay.
But when it happened and when I heard it, it really, like, all the bells and whistles started going off in my head.
Aww.
And it was, you miss 100% of the shots you don't take.
Yes.
Right? We've all heard it. But in that moment when I heard it, I was like, shit.
Yeah.
If I don't even try, I'm going to miss. If I don't try,
totally.
It's never going to happen.
Totally.
Girl, I went home, opened up my laptop, and I said, how do you become an actor in Chicago? Like, literally. Because I didn't know it. All I knew were nurses, teachers, doctors.
Yeah.
I knew nobody in the industry. From that point, I made a backstage profile. I made a 4-star pop profile.
Yeah.
I did background work. I started working on student films. I went to Second City, Vagabond. And it just, like, snowballed, really, from that one quote in the middle of the theater. So I know it's, like, such a long story, but that's where it started, and I've been doing it ever since. So
no, and I love that because it shows, of course, the power of words.
Mm-hmm.
But I also, I've totally had those moments mm-hmm. where you're just like in your, you know, you're in, you're comfortable, you might be in your, in a rut, or you're in your space. Yeah. And for me, I'm definitely a visual learner. Mm-hmm. So when Same. I like see something, or even hear, I guess, like a song or something, yeah. or read off of a book, like that's when it hits me. It's not when my mom's telling me it every day. Mm-hmm. Like it's not mm-hmm. when I'm hearing it by friends. It's like being in, I guess, the right place at the right time right. without even realizing. Mm-hmm. And then being like, wait a minute, like this is like talking to me.
Yeah.
I had that like even a few weeks ago, like at the movies, you know, watching the, you know, the Bob Dylan movie.
Oh, yeah.
I'm like watching it and it's like literally so, it was such like a calm movie. There was, it wasn't like in your face with like inspiration yeah. and quotes. Yeah, 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 and like there was no like hardships he had to overcome. Mm-hmm. Obviously like every creative has things to overcome, but like they didn't show his beginning. You know, we don't really know from how he, where he grew up, whatever. But just seeing the dynamics in the movie was like, wait a minute, like this is a type of space I need to be around, yeah. you know? So just seeing those little things can make a difference. And I love mm-hmm. that you just randomly wanted a, you know, a discount movie day.
Oh my God,
and
it was so random.
The popcorn.
I don't remember the movie.
I
think the basketball was involved. I don't know.
Yeah, but that one quote was what you needed to hear.
In that moment, you know, things will come to you when they're supposed to come to you. And I needed to hear it at that moment because, again, I've heard it before. And yeah. I didn't think anything of it. But that one moment, I was like, you're right.
Aww. And like acting was a thing that was lingering over
yeah, I've
you.
Yeah, I always wanted to. In high school, I did theater. I did mm-hmm. drama club. But in my mind, like at the time, I was like, this is it. Like, this is the end of the road. Because mm-hmm. when I go to college, it's like nursing and books and blah. You know, I didn't give yeah. myself that artistic freedom mm-hmm. that I really needed, that we all need.
Yeah.
I really deprived myself of that. And so, and nursing is very black and white. You know, it's very systematic. You do this and this happens. You do this and this happens. And uh-huh. with the arts, it's a gray area of just jumping into the abyss and see what yeah. happens, see what comes of it. And so it's interesting to balance those two, to be like the black and white, mm-hmm. very systematic profession. And then we're in the arts. We're like, yeah. let's just go with it. Let's see what happens.
Yeah, but I'm sure you learn a lot, too, being around people. Like, every day, you yeah. different scenarios.
For sure.
Different characters you can pull from mm-hmm. that. Yeah. Different plots or whatever that looks yeah. like for
Family
you.
Family dynamics.
Oh, yeah. Oh, my gosh.
There's a lot. And a good portion of acting is just, like, observing people. Yeah. You know, and personalities and how people react in situations. And I've seen a lot of situations
totally
where if someone were to say recount this, I'm like, you know, there was this one time back in labor and delivery, there was this man like I remember. So yeah. you're like, you pull those accounts and you're like,
totally,
it's like a little file cabinet of characters yes. that you can pull from.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I had an acting coach who said he used, when he was like really starting off, he would go to the airport and just sit. And this was before they, like, had all the TSA. Like,
yeah, right.
He just, but he was able to just get in there, you know. Yeah. He would just sit and just watch people and take notes. Mm-hmm. And I'm a people watcher, yeah. and I love the airport for that reason. But I forget, like, a hospital setting mm-hmm. is, like, another great space. There's yeah. so many things happening, a lot of high stakes, mm-hmm. lots of big energy. So I could totally yeah. see how you can learn a lot from that,
you
too.
You really can.
All ages, backgrounds, mm-hmm. everything.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, that's really cool. And I'm, yeah. You know, you are, you know, saving lives. So thank you for what you do.
Thank you. Yeah.
That's a lot.
15 years.
Oh, my gosh.
As a nurse. Wow. Crazy.
The same location or?
No, I used to work at Swedish Covenant Hospital okay. on the north side of Chicago. Yeah. So I did ICU and labor and delivery there and the NICU, mm-hmm. the neonatal intensive care unit. But for 8 years, I've been a pediatric outpatient nurse. So Aww. I'm dealing with all the kiddos coming in who are sick or yeah. just doing primary care and making sure they stay healthy. But that's what I do now.
Wow.
And I do that part-time. I was full-time, but I pulled back just to kind of okay. balance out
yeah.
the acting life, which is a passion.
Totally.
And then the professional life, which pays the bills. And,
yeah.
you know, it's one of those things where will this ever be 100% I'm acting full time?
Mm-hmm.
Maybe, maybe not. It's a beautiful goal, but yeah. I would love to act. I would love to say I'm just a full time actor and be able to just not be famous from it, but be able to, like, have a living.
Live
from
off
it.
Of
yeah,
it.
Yeah, live off of it. Be content and happy with steady work.
Totally.
You know, whether it's like a lot of money or a little money, it's steady work. That's yeah. the important part. But
and that's
it's a volatile industry, right? So it's good to have a safety net, I guess.
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, we always need nurses. So
that's true.
That is a good, you always have a good path with that route, which is obviously important. So what are you doing? You said you are for dance. What was it? You said dance?
Mixed fit.
Mixed fit.
Yeah.
Is it like Zumba?
Kind of. How would you describe it? Mixed fit is a fitness program, and it combines dance moves with body weight toning. So
I like that.
Yeah, so that is what Mixed Fit is. It's still fairly, it's been around since 2013.
Okay.
It's still fairly new to Chicago, so it's really, we're kind of branching out there. I became an instructor in May of 2024, kind of like randomly. I know it's so random, but I just went with like the breadcrumbs of the universe for that.
Aww.
How that all started and how I was introduced to Mixed Fit was super random, but I'm so thankful and grateful that it happened the way that it did.
Mm-hmm.
But Mixed Fit is like Zumba, but it's not. It's dance, it's strength training, and it's so much fun, and it's so much dance.
Yeah.
But like I come out of there sore, like my biceps are sore, my quads are sore, and then you get like a good cardio workout, and you're having fun with like current music from around the world.
Ooh.
And it's just so empowering and fun, and you feel strong and sexy when you leave, so
come. I saw, literally, I'm not kidding, like a week ago, I texted it to my group chat with the girl, with my mom and my sister.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, guys, low-key, we should go in February. And we were all like, oh my God.
You should go.
I think you have like a Saturday morning.
There's class. So MeFlo, shout out to MeFlo. they're a Latina-owned small
studio?
Business fitness studio, not too far from this location.
Okay,
actually.
Yeah.
And so they have pop Pilates, so they do Pilates to like all different types of music, Zumba, Mixed Fit as well. So I do a lot of, I join a lot of classes at MeFlo. I'm hoping to soon teach a class at MeFlo. I'm doing a collaboration class in February, but we have like an after dark class coming up in February, which I think much fun. That's the one I think in Elgin we're doing.
Oh,
it's
going
to be so fun. Come to that. That one is going to be a Saturday.
What's after dark? Do you mean? What does that mean?
Sexy.
Oh, okay.
We're gonna be sassy.
I was
sexy.
Like, wait, like it's at night?
Yes. That one's gonna be at night. Yeah. So that one is a night one. The class I'm doing is a Sunday morning, February 9th, Sunday morning.
Okay. Well, I will write them both down. Either way, the
9th
actually sounds like it. If you feel the Sunday morning,
we should probably
be able to make it out.
Yeah.
Just gotta get out of bed.
Totally.
First.
But like, check out MeFlo. Shout out to Nana. She's an Illinois national trainer for Mixed Fit. She's one of my mentors, along with Nicole. And they're just really trying to spread the word of positivity. Like, we're in the community as well, bringing fitness and the community together. So we have a lot of like coat drives, food drives. We just did a health screening fair for the area. So a lot of interesting things coming up, fun things for the community, but really trying to spread the word of Mixed Fit and positivity.
So. Yeah, I love that so much.
Yeah,
and
you have
being
to come.
With a group of girls and stuff too, I imagine,
so fun.
Is super uplifting.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, I literally will write it down. I screenshotted your story.
I'll text
me,
you. Text
so I can really like fully like be forward on. Well, thank you for sharing.
Yeah,
and
thank you.
I liked that you mentioned you started this like not even 6 months ago.
In May.
So it's cool to show like you can always find new hobbies. You can always find new passions and new, I guess, routes to kind of see where it takes you for the next thing.
Mm-hmm.
So that's super exciting.
Yeah.
And with acting, what do you think are some things you had to like learn or overcome on the way as a, like, you know, you said you started it not really with a lot of knowledge.
Yeah.
So what was that like for you?
So I knew I innately had an ability like a lot of people. Mm-hmm. And I'll just come back to one of the very, very, very first auditions after creating that backstage profile. It was for a play in Evanston. And I remember going to this audition. Like, this is my first audition since, like, my freshman year of high school. Like, it was crazy that I was, like, actually doing an audition. I was, like, following my passion to, like, do this. And I did the audition for this director and, like, three other people. And, again, I had no idea what I was doing. Like, I did as much research as I could. I also bought a book called, like, The Industry of Acting for Dummies, and that was like my Bible.
Oh my God.
And it taught me like this is how a headshot should look like, this is what a resume should look like, this is like it was like a breakdown, and I needed that. But I went to this audition and I did it over and over and over for him, and then he's like, Chantelle, can you sit down for me? And I was like, oh shit. And he's like, you're great. He's like, you're wonderful. He's like, you are doing amazing. He's like, I don't want you to stop. I don't want you to stop acting. He's like, but I want you to take some classes.
Aww.
He's like, I think once you get some training in and you get your feet wet in this industry, he's like, you're going to be great. I'm like this. I walked out of there crying from like joy, not because of that. I knew I didn't get the part. I didn't go in like thinking like, I'm going to get this part. I went in like, I'm doing an audition. This is so awesome. Aww. Like just the excitement of it and like being in that moment. But I remember going home, I was crying. I was excited. I did it. And then I opened up my laptop again, and that's when I looked up, like, acting classes in Chicago, and that's when I completed, like, Second City. I did improv there, acting. I did Vagabond. I did those four on-camera classes. I did workshops with people in the industry, and I just kept building from that moment. So it was really just, like, not stopping building, like, to build yourself, to keep growing with yourself, and just to keep investing in yourself. So that's really, like, how it started, the, you know, getting the training down first.
Well, I think it's sweet hearing you had a positive first, I guess, audition back in the game, because many people would have taken that, like, little talk that the director told you as like a sign of defeat of like, oh, I'm not good enough. But like you took it as like, oh my God, like he just opened a bunch of new doors for me by just looking at you, believing in you, validating your experience, but also saying like where you can do better, which I think is really important. And I also think that shows character of like your character when people can like actually take a suggestion or maybe constructive criticism and see it as a way to grow rather than a way to find an out, you know, I think is super important too.
And I learned so much from those classes, but I think one of the main things I learned that I'm still learning is like there is so much power in stillness. And in the very beginning, I felt like I always had to like show my thought with a, with a physical movement. I had to show that I can hear, like, like I was always like, and now I'm like, there's power in being still. And just being,
being. What is she thinking?
Being silent.
What
is she thinking?
Sometimes
just thinking the thought is enough. And that's what I learned over those years. Along with like scene study and eye lines and all those important things that a lot of people like I did not know. But stillness was just one of the biggest takeaways. I really got that from Michael McCracken for sure at Vagabond. Like he really taught me the art of stillness. And just being present in that scene, in that moment.
Yeah, and that's important, totally. Because you don't want to overact. But again, like as a young, you know, actor, you don't know that. You just see what you see in the screens and you think that's the way, you know. So that's really sweet that you were able to kind of start that journey. And you started this, did you, how old is your daughter now?
Oh my gosh, Nori is 10.
So was she like, she was one or
three.
Two?
I had to pick up three, when I started.
How was that as a new mom?
It was difficult. I have really great support at home. And so to say and to tell my family, like, hey, I really want to do this audition. I really want to try acting. I really want to, you know, try this out. I had really great support to do that. And Nori is my biggest, biggest cheerleader. Like, she is so excited. She's like, Mom, I Googled you today. I'm like, what did you find?
Oh, my God.
But she, like, loves to, like, when I get an audition, she's like, yeah, Mom, let's go. Like, she's so excited. She'll go over lines with appropriate lines with me. If I have like a script, like, can you read these with me? So she'll be in the back seat, like reading the scene.
Oh, that's so cute. She's,
and I was like, would you like to do acting? She's like, absolutely not.
Oh, I thought she was going to say,
she's like, absolutely not. But she's just the biggest cheerleader. And I, she's awesome. She's so awesome.
Yeah, that's sweet. You got to kind of grow up with her in that sense too. Like she gets to see Mom doing a new thing and, you know, then she'll probably, it'll snowball her to feel more creative or whatever, any field, like just to even see that there's opportunities.
Exactly.
And to ask questions and to start something new. That's really sweet probably for her.
I don't want her to, you know, in this industry we're always like, there's the highs and lows and the ups and downs. And she sees me when I've been low and sad or, you know, and we always like, go over that hump, like, take those 5 minutes and move on. Sometimes it takes a little longer than 5 minutes to move on from, oh, I didn't get that booking. And I don't want her to ever see me, like, stay down for too long. I don't want her to feel, I want her to be empowered that I'm going after this, especially, like, at this time in my life. So I think she is. I think she's okay. I think she's empowered with me.
Yeah, and I'm sure without realizing you affect her more positively than you might realize.
Yeah.
Just see, as a kid, like, growing up and seeing these things happen rather mm-hmm. than being told, like, oh, follow your dreams. It's like, no, mom actually yeah. is physically doing it every mm-hmm. day. So I'm sure, of course, that you yeah. you really touch her in that way.
Thank you.
And that's really sweet.
Thank
that
you for
she,
saying that.
Yeah, no, of course. And that's sweet that she maybe doesn't understand all of it just yet, mm-hmm. but understands it's something you love, and she's mm-hmm. supportive in that. Yeah. That's really special. And I'm sure you guys have fun bonding time because
oh
of that.
Totally. She's hilarious.
Yeah.
You might have to have her on here one day. She's
oh
a riot.
Oh, my gosh. I cannot imagine. I would
that would
love
be hilarious.
To hear the 10-year-old POV. And just be
she's
like,
gonna say like all the cool words though. You have to like get with the lingo. I'm learning like Rizzler, oh, crashing out.
My God,
what's another one? There's so many.
There's so many. I know. I feel like that's a 15-year difference for me. So
is it?
I don't know if
you're
I
so
would.
Young.
I know.
But when I say I'm like, mom's gonna crash out, she's like, mom, you're so cool.
Oh my God.
I was in there cringing like, ugh.
Yeah. Okay, I said it right though.
I said it right. I didn't say the wrong. Okay, crash out. Got you.
One thing I always said was I loved babysitting because yeah. I had basically the age range of 3 to 10 that I was watching at a time.
That's fun.
Mm-hmm. And it's, first of all, chaotic. But aside from the chaos, they just see life so innocently.
Yes.
And yeah. I was mostly babysitting during college. So I'm having my ups and downs. I'm triggered. Mm-hmm. I have annoying boys yeah. in my mind and that's lingering.
Yeah.
I have the drama in the different groups or whatever mm-hmm. is happening. And then I'll just like be with the kids for like 2 hours and they'll be like, hey, why do you look sad? Like,
aww.
And they would like just notice yeah. those things. And then you don't even notice what they pick up on. They pick yeah. up on energy.
Totally.
And I also think that you ask them the question, if you ask an adult, mm-hmm. like a deep question, they'll just be like, well, I don't know why everyone cares. Everyone's doing their own thing anyways. So just mm-hmm. let them do the thing. Don't judge. Like, it's just like so pure. Mm-hmm. And I have many memories where I'm just there and I'm like, oh my God, this kid's brilliant.
Yeah.
And like, he doesn't know what he just did for me, given like their POV being so
yeah.
innocent and naive to life.
Mm-hmm.
And it like, that makes me appreciate the like concept. They say like, talk to a 5-year-old and talk to a 90-year-old. Like you will like, your perspective will just be so
for
much
sure.
clearer, you know?
Yeah, a lot of times they speak to our inner child that we've like hushed
yeah.
for so long. Like we hushed, you're like, no, I'm the 25, I'm a 30-year-old.
Mm-hmm.
And your inner child's like, no, but you should do this. But those kids can like, they speak to that part of us.
Totally.
And
they bring it out in you
yeah.
too.
Yeah.
I would love to hear a POV and
so
boys and relationships
yes.
or God knows whatever else, you know, 10-year-olds observe these
mm-hmm.
days. That's really sweet though. Overall, do you think like, what are some things what's an advice you would give to like a parent who's also kind of starting a different route in life, whether it's the industry or not?
Mm-hmm.
Like, what's something you learned that, you know, you kind of keeps you on track?
Yeah. One of the things is always have a plan B and plan C for
mm-hmm.
your plan A, because you just never know what's going to happen. There's so many things going on with like family and friends and structure and scheduling. So whether you want to freshly go into acting or you want to go and become a nail tech or whatever it is,
yeah.
figure out a plan B. Who's going to pick up your kids if you can't make it in time?
Yeah.
Figure out your plan C. What's for dinner? If I can't cook this or this, what's this going to be?
Yeah.
And I think majority of people do that, but really having plan B and C intact for anything.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's important. And second is just do it. Just try it. Like if you're thinking about it or if your child wants to do something interesting, like going into acting, just try it and
yeah.
see what happens. Like we have one life to live. And the older I get, the more I realize like I'm happy and grateful where I'm at this point
mm-hmm.
in my life. But if I would have put down those barriers early on, like what else could I have accomplished
mm.
if I would have just put down those barriers, had my plan B and plan C in place? Who knows? But I'm where I'm at.
Yeah.
I'm where I'm at right now because it's where I'm supposed to be.
Yeah.
So I'm not like regretting anything, but just if I were to give that advice to anyone else, that would be it.
Yeah, I know. And that's
mm-hmm.
a good point. I think people often, especially as we get older, are like, oh my God, like if I didn't do this 5 years ago, I'd be there. And
yeah.
it's like, no, but you did do that
mm-hmm.
because your 20-year-old self told you to do that.
Yeah.
And that was what was best for you.
Yes.
And I'm, again, like I'm turning 25 in like a month.
Stop it.
I'm turning 25 early March, but I feel like I've already had a lot of those like wake up calls
yeah.
of like, no, Alyssa, like your 18-year-old self needed that
mm-hmm.
experience and you didn't know why yet, but now you are so equipped for 24-year-old Alyssa.
Yeah.
And it's just like giving grace and like forgiving my past selves.
Yes. Yeah.
I think being gracious with your past self is really important because you know, you did the best you could with what you knew
at the time.
Mm-hmm. And that's beautiful. Like, you just, you know, and I always think, I end up our episode kind of reflecting on your younger self or your teenage self. Mm-hmm. And I just think that that's important, because if we don't think about how far we've come, it's easy to get, like, lost in the in the shuffle of life, and getting resentful at yourself for not doing something, or losing yourself to something else, or whatever it is. And I just think it's important to, like, really remind yourself where you came from and, like, your why, because your why will keep you going. And especially in a field like this that can seem so just confusing for people who aren't in it. Like, if you don't like trust in yourself and have that solid foundation within yourself, like, it can be really hard and really easy to get off track.
Definitely. I have wanted to get off track many times.
Yeah.
And I had to, like, ground myself and say, no, you went into this because you really wanted to do this. Like, remember Uncle Drew? You really wanted to try this out. Like, and you're doing it. And I always have to think about, like, looking back 20 years ago, where I was just sitting there saying, oh, I wish I was on the, and now I'm doing it.
Yeah.
So I'm just thankful and grateful I'm at this point where I'm doing it, you know?
Absolutely.
I just, we're doing it, girl.
Yeah.
You're doing it, girl. Look at
you. Yeah, you too. It's crazy.
And also, congratulations for your podcast.
Thank
this
you.
This is your second?
Yes.
You're doing awesome.
Thank you.
And thank you again for just having, like, a platform for people to just express themselves and talk about what they do and who they are. Most podcasts are, like, solo, just about that one person and what they do. There's nothing wrong with that.
Yeah.
But you have, like, a platform for other people to just express themselves as well and introduce us and network. And I'm really appreciative of that. So thank you.
That's really sweet.
Yeah,
I really appreciate that. I've been reflecting, too. I kind of change every, like, I take my life, like, my birthday is, like, my new year.
Yeah.
So I'm like, okay, I'm two seasons in. I started this at 22. Do I do season 3, like, in March? Like, I'm kind of trying to gauge that. But I feel like I've had such a good group already on. I'm like, do I do a little, like, rap party?
And why not? I would never say no to a party.
I know. I'm like, that could be, like, a cute little mingling.
That would be cute.
Because I this wasn't intentional, but it happened to work out well. Every human on this show is a creative in some way.
Yeah.
Whether it's a 9-to-5 or not, like, they are creative in some way. And I've had friends network through being on the podcast just from seeing they know a mutual person and they talk about mutual, you know, relatable stuff. And I appreciate you acknowledging that it's a platform for them too, because that was, you know, when I started it, I'm just like, okay, dope. I have things to talk about.
Yeah.
Great. But I also have so many people around me who have things to talk about. Yeah. And I like to have a different, you know, variety of backgrounds and age range and ethnicities and just spaces that people come from.
Mm-hmm.
Because I think it shows that we all are kind of on the same journey, whether it's the same or not. Like, we as humans experience the same things and the same hardships and the same struggles and whatever. So I think that's, like, an important thing to acknowledge.
Yeah,
so thank you for putting that out there for me.
No problem. Thank you. This was so fun. This is fun. I am really appreciative of it. But your previous guest, because I've been watching the show, like, just, I'm like, I want to be a bodybuilder. I want to have, like,
oh,
a roller skating. Like, I've seen the, I'm like, this is so cool. So you've had some really awesome, amazing guests on here. So I'm really excited what your next venture will be. You're an awesome person. Like, you really are such a go-getter. So I'm excited to see what else you get.
Aww.
Like, I'm so excited for
thank
you.
Thank you. That's really sweet. I appreciate that.
Yeah.
Thank you. One thing I think I started this podcast kind of juggling the dynamics between people and relationships and stuff.
Yeah.
And so I love always bringing up in some way relationships with my guests, as I'm sure you've probably heard throughout the episodes. But for you being, you know, you said not only are you a mother, but you said you were your wife, and just, you know, growing up, how long have you been with your partner? And, like, what has that looked like for you?
His name is Reggie. We met in high school, actually.
Oh, really?
But we didn't start dating or anything like that till, like, the summer of our senior year.
Okay.
We've always kind of kept in touch. And then we were, like, boyfriend and girlfriend. I went away to NIU college.
Yeah.
And we kind of just decided to, like, be boyfriend and girlfriend at that time. And we just stuck with each other. I would come home every weekend and see him. And we've grown since then. And yeah, we've been married. How long have we been married? About 10 years now?
Okay.
Girl, what year are we in? 25. 14 years.
Oh my gosh.
We have our amazing Nori, who's 10. And he's super, super supportive of what I do. Like, that is the biggest takeaway, is that you need to find someone who's, like, supportive mm-hmm. of you. Because in the beginning of our friendship relationship, I was just a nurse.
Yeah.
I don't think he, you know, he didn't go in saying she's going to be an actress.
Yeah.
And she's going to teach mixed fit and she's going to.
No, literally.
She's a nurse. And
yeah.
So now to have someone who has a completely way different schedule, you know, with entertainment.
Uh-huh.
Nothing is really set in stone
yeah.
with being on set and random auditions that are due in 2 hours, like mm-hmm. those things. He's been supportive of that. And I'm really appreciative of it because not everybody is. It's hard.
Totally.
It's hard to be with somebody in this industry who understands that it's all over the place.
Yeah. But. Yeah. And that's what I was going to ask you is like, I like to dissect the part of like, are they in the industry or not?
Yeah.
He's not. Yeah. and how has that been? Like, because mm-hmm. it's hard to teach, I guess, if you're also mm-hmm. learning it.
Yeah.
So I bet you probably both had some of that growing pains
for
of like,
sure.
oh, like, wait, I guess I haven't been set for 12 hours. I didn't know either.
Yeah.
Like, you
yeah,
know?
Yeah, in the beginning, it was pretty difficult because I had no idea
mm-hmm.
what to expect. You also have to make sure there's a lot of trust.
Trust.
because this is an industry where there's a lot of people.
Yeah.
Men, women, late night.
Yeah.
And everything's kind of unsure. Like, I might be home at 12. I might be home at 1. And then you show up at 2. And
yeah.
you're like, where were you? I was on set. I promise I was on set.
Yeah.
It's difficult. But he's not in the industry. He's a CPS teacher. He teaches.
Oh, that's so cute.
So, he was really open. In the beginning, it was hard for us to kind of adjust to the scheduling. But he was really open to the idea of me trying it.
Mm.
Like, let me just try. Let me just do this. And it just kind of just kept going.
Yeah.
So he was really open to that, and I'm grateful. He's also been, like, the biggest support because when I've been on set, he's that person for Nori,
mm-hmm.
you know, which is I don't have to, like, think in the back of my head too much where some people would do, like,
yeah.
I need a babysitter or I need, like, who's going to pick her up or what. I know that I have him to lean on, and I'm grateful for him,
mm-hmm.
so.
And I'm sure being a teacher, I guess that gives more structure in terms of, like, hours and
exactly.
stuff.
He has the structure, and I'm just all over the place. Because I'm a Sagittarius.
Yes.
And we're fiery adventurers.
Oh, yeah. Do you guys?
He's a grounded Aquarius.
I was going to say,
so
what's his?
For him.
Yeah, so you have that balance,
yeah.
which is important. That's good.
Mm-hmm.
That's cute, and I think that's important to acknowledge.
Yeah.
I think the biggest thing, like you said, is, like, the trust and the,
mm-hmm.
like, understanding of the industry even as you learn it, too.
Yeah.
Which is good and sweet to hear.
It's hard, girl.
Yeah.
It's hard out here.
It is,
but I think
yeah.
unless you really know you've met that person who is trusting and understanding or willing to understand,
mm-hmm.
Then you're in good with someone. And then it's good to keep that connection and figure out where things go. I think that's, like, the first thing. Do you trust what I do? Do you trust me? Are you understanding of, like, how this lifestyle works? And if they're like, yeah, cool, I get it. Like, okay, now's the next step. What's your sign? Like, that is the next, like, that should be the opening sentence.
You know what?
Sentence.
Yes. And I'm like a month into being single.
Mm-hmm.
And
congratulations.
I know. I'm like, thanks. And first of all, the fact that it's, I've told every human that I'm single, they're like, oh my God, congrats, girl. Like, no one's, like, sad. It's like, wait, shouldn't you be sad? Like, isn't that, like,
no.
I said, it's the funniest thing ever because I think that's just, like, showing women who just fucking get it, like, you're probably better off.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? But I think I'm very, like, first of all, I can't even fathom the thought of a boy right now just because I have too much to do.
Girl, you're busy.
And I'm just busy and I just haven't found many people that get it aside
mm-hmm.
from the people who have been in the industry and like
yeah.
can kind of who knew me for a while, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
But when I say people, I mean boys. My friends and girls get it, obviously. No, but I think the biggest thing I'm learning now is like I am a little jaded. So right now I'm like, I want this person to the next person to be like in the industry in some way,
mm-hmm.
maybe not an actor, but you know, a director,
yeah.
a, you
nice.
Know, PA or fucking
yeah.
sound dude, like someone in the world, but maybe not, you know, because I get it. Like, there's lots of personalities too.
Yeah.
And I don't want like some douchey, like cocky actor, you know,
mm-hmm.
so, and not saying actors are douchey or cocky,
but some,
but like, you know what I mean?
But some,
but some can be, no. So I think my biggest thing now I'm learning is like if like, if you can't even, like, fathom, like, me having a podcast or, like, me posting on Instagram or, like, me being on set, it's, like, I'm not even going to waste either of our time because I'm not changing that part of my life. That's literally my whole being.
So that's the first sentence of your, of when you date, right?
Yeah, no,
that's
literally.
The first sentence.
I, even a few weeks, like, even I was out and this, and a guy went up to me, whatever, and he was like, oh, I don't have an Instagram, but, like, I can give you my number.
Wait, wait, wait. Do you think that's a bad sign when a guy doesn't have an Instagram?
I think they're probably healthier and better off as a human. Mm-hmm. But for me, in my field of work, I think that because in the past, me posting and me being essentially, you know, a little content creator, no,
like advertisement.
For me, like, I need an Instagram. So if I, because again, I don't know, maybe things could have gone differently, but because I have had past issues with boys getting jealous of me posting on Instagram or me being somewhat of like a face, if that makes sense.
No, I get it.
I need someone, because if this guy doesn't have an Instagram, like, what made you delete it? Were you triggered? Are you gonna be anxious, like, why is she posting? Like, there's pros and cons, you know. So pro is, it maybe it keeps me more grounded, great, and that's fine. But I think that for me, at least today, like, in today's time, like, I would need someone who, like, can understand and respect, like, hey, I literally can't talk for 10 minutes, I just need to post this. Like, I have alarms when I have to post, so I don't forget because of how much I have going on in my head. Like, so for me, do you think it's a red flag? What do you think?
Well, let me just put it in your context.
Yeah,
first.
I was like, yeah.
Because if we're looking for someone who's, like, within the industry, they're going to have some type of social media. Again, separate from, like, social media. It's, like, it's advertisement. It's, and, like, we're in a business where that's our free advertisement of our work, what we do, who we are. And it can be a whole 9 to 5 just to keep up with that. But if you're looking for someone who's in the industry and they don't have social medias, then it's, like, hard to, like, are you in the industry?
It's weird. To me, that's networking.
What are you hiding? I don't know. I feel like it's, what are you hiding?
I'm like, so you have a family.
Or they have, like, weird pseudonames. Like, that, like, weird names. Like they don't go by their actual name at all. It's like, I don't know. I feel like something's hiding. And that's okay. I mean, if that's what you're wanting to do, it's probably not right for me.
Yeah, exactly.
I think it is.
So once I heard that, I was like, I already wrote him off. And you know, I'm sure I also, we wrote a book. I don't want to meet my fucking guy at 2 in the morning at a bar. Like, that I'm also not into drinking as much these days either, so I just don't feel like that's my space.
Same.
But for me, I was kind of like, oh, he would not be able to handle me if he has no, he deleted his Instagram. He said, like, I think he said he deleted it, like, in between. My response was like, oh, so how am I going to stalk you and, like, figure you out? Like, what do you mean?
No. How am I going to know who your sister is and
your girlfriend from 15 years old and your prom day? Like, what do you mean?
I need to know these things.
So my little hobby, and then what's my hobby now? No. Okay. No, but for me, I just think that I knew no matter what, you just wouldn't get it. Mm-hmm. And maybe I wrote him off too fast. I don't know, but I haven't thought about it until right now. So I'm fine.
No,
I did.
You think your gut. And I mean, that's what a lot of people, women, like, don't do anymore. Not when we're younger. I feel like, for sure, for me, when I was younger, I didn't trust my gut as often. Mm-hmm. I was pushing a lot of feelings and thoughts down. Like, oh no, this is probably not red. It was like red flag. And I'm like, fine.
Yeah.
Red flag. It was a red flag the whole time.
Yeah.
But, like, you trusted your gut, whether it was something that was going to be great or not. And if it's going to be something great, or if you see him again, you're going to see him again.
Yeah.
Universe will bring
him
back and be like, hey, you didn't get our message the first time. This is your dude. Talk to him.
Yeah.
Or he'll be gone, long gone, and you'll be like, the riddance. I didn't waste
my
time.
The net.
So it's out to the net. Yes.
Exactly. I love like saying it onto the next in real life, because I'm like, that's fucking cringy, but also, like, it's true.
No, it's very true.
Yes. Well, thank you for that validation.
Yeah.
I just think at this age, it's okay to, like, have those standards, and I have things to back it up. Why is that a red flag to me? Because I had boys in the past who didn't like when I posted on Instagram. So if you don't have an Instagram, what are you going to think when I'm posting on it? Do you know what I mean? Because what if it's a jealousy? Now I can't see what you're posting. There's just so many factors, and I know social media is so messy and probably causes much more issues in relationships than it should. But that's the today's times. That is where my platforms are on, and that's something that is a reality for me, so I do have to take that into account.
And if you have a healthy relationship and there's that understanding and trust, that shouldn't be an issue.
Totally.
Like, it shouldn't be an issue.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah.
Wow. Next.
Yeah, right? There's lots of layers to that, but yeah.
Totally.
Yeah.
But I'm so glad you trusted your gut, girl.
Thank you. I appreciate it. Thank you. Yes. Okay, back to this, you know, in terms of with what you're working on.
Yeah.
Do you have when would you say was like your turning point? Obviously, like I know you said the movie like really inspired you.
Yeah.
But when did you like trust yourself enough to be able to own being an actress?
It was probably more recently than most people would think.
Well, yeah, that's why I'm asking because people, you know,
Took some time. Yeah, so again, it's been about 7 years. And I went through a few different agencies in the beginning, had different headshots, different looks. And I wasn't really given that, aside from that one director the first time, I wasn't really given much constructive criticism. And I was like, what am I doing wrong? Like, what can I change? What do I need to do? And I wasn't really getting that feedback. And then I switched finally to another agency, Dream Team. And I was able to get like great, like constructive criticism and some feedback.
Oh,
like,
sweet.
Hey, let's get a new headshot. Like, you don't look like this really anymore. I was like super, super blonde at the time. I don't know if you ever remember or saw anything.
I do remember this.
Yeah. Like, and so I was like super, super blonde in the beginning. And I was like a light brown then. And Vilma was like, let's get a new headshot.
Yeah.
Call Nancy. I'm like, bet. Nancy hooked it up. So I got new headshots. I took another round of classes. And I was able to start getting like C-mail and started getting auditions.
Yeah.
And it was... Before that, I was doing a lot of independent work, networking with like Chicago folks, which is awesome. I'm so grateful for that. It was super amazing. But I wasn't getting like those C-mails. I wasn't getting like those bigger auditions at the time. And I felt like I had put so much work into myself and what I was doing that I was like, is the juice worth the squeeze? You know?
Yeah.
And I really started feeling like I am an actress. I'm an actor. I'm doing it when... I had like one of my first meetings with Vilma actually, and she was like kind of giving me some information about what I'm doing, what she's proud of what I'm doing, and like how my work is looking and what I could change. Like that meeting right there made me feel like I'm in the right business, I'm with the right agent, and I'm doing the right things. I just gotta keep going, just keep going. And then when I booked finally my first co-star role, I think the first co-star role was what for Chicago PD was what did it for me, because I manifested that specific role. I know it sounds crazy, but I literally, I have it written down in journals. You'd be weirded out if you saw it.
No, I get it.
In the journal, it says, I am so thankful for my co-star role with LaRoyce Hawkins. That is what it says specifically. I should have brought it with me. But I wrote it over and over, and I just like kept saying, like, I am so thankful, I am so thankful. And my co-star, LaRoyce Hawkins, was in the scene with me. And
I
am just like, when that day came, that day passed, I was like, I don't give myself enough credit. Like, I worked so hard for this moment, and it was short and so sweet, but it's embedded in my memory. I'm an actor.
And the experience, like, you were on set, you got to mingle. I love that because I have we have a lot of talent who say, like, I manifested this role, I wrote it down on my vision board, like, whatever.
Yes.
And I think that's so special because as a creative, you're literally betting on yourself.
Yeah.
So if you don't have the external validations from the universe or from God or from whatever you believe in, the manifestations, like, it's easy to get lost in that space, I guess you could say. So the fact that you wrote, and of course with manifesting, they say like be specific. It's already yours, so write it down like it's already yours. I do that too. I'm like, in 2025 I completed all of these things, and I'm just like living in that mindset of being grateful, and like the abundance is all here, it's all mine.
It's already here, girl.
I love that so much. Yeah. And I didn't know that story. And I wonder if my mom knows that story.
She doesn't know that story. I'm
going to
have to dig up
her.
The journal. Yeah. It's very specific. And I was writing it not just to like manifest, but it also kind of grounded me, slowed my mind down, because you're kind of sitting there in that moment of that thought of like imagining it happening. Like, I'm in the role and I'm talking to him. This is what's happening. And you're really like in the moment. And it just really slowed my thought process, slowed my heart rate, relaxed me, made me present. And at the same time, like, universe, can you hear me? I think they heard me.
Totally. That's so sweet. That's so full circle. And that's really exciting. And I think that's important to acknowledge, is like, we can literally day to day do these things, but don't feel maybe worthy enough or feel like they, you know, I know a lot of people feel like, oh, well, I didn't reach my goal, so I can't say I'm an actor yet. But it's like, no, are you going to classes every week? Are you playing make-believe? Like, are you auditioning? Like, that is an actor. And one thing I think also that you kind of reminded me of that actors forget is, like, just getting an audition is literally half the battle.
It really is.
We submit people to 800 things, and they get 6 auditions. And they see that as, like, what? Only 6? And it's like, no, you got 6 out of the 8. That means 6 people really liked you. Yes. And just because you didn't get this gig doesn't mean you're not going to get the next one. It doesn't mean you're not going to be remembered for future stuff. Mm-hmm. So I think that you mentioned this earlier, even when your daughter like celebrates you for an audition, people don't realize like how special an audition is even. Even if it's to be the one day player to have 2 lines, like you are still amazing. Like being seen.
Yes.
And you're working on your craft and you're validating your experience.
Yeah.
So I think that's really important. Yeah. I'm glad that like, you know, you started the process and that you, even though maybe you didn't own it in the beginning, like I'm glad you're able to look at it now and acknowledge it. But I think that's why I like having people on here, because when they say their intros, they're like, I'm an actor, a producer, a writer, or like all this stuff. And maybe they're not, you know, Steven Spielberg, but like they're here, like they're still a director in their own spaces or whatever that looks like. So thank you for sharing that.
Yeah.
And I think that that's important to just remember and acknowledge.
Yeah.
And I know also because you technically, you know, maybe some people you started later in the game, you know, it's again a beautiful theme that you keep showing is like you are never too early or too late for what you want to do. Like just do it and you can start at any point in time.
Any point. There is no like age range for acting.
Yeah.
We need 70-year-old viejitas.
Literally.
80-year-old viejitos. Like this, it's the acting game is a reflection of the human experience, and there's no age cutoff for that. So if you're thinking about do it right now. Go open up your laptop and say acting in Chicago and this happens. Go there.
And I like that too, because especially as women, it's a thing where it's like, oh, men yield power with age, but women just become in the background because the world we live in, you know, they don't celebrate an aging woman, which I don't think is fair. And if you don't look like, you know, Kris Jenner at 70, she's literally 70 years old and she looks like that. And she looks like she's 50. That's great. But just because she, you know, she's not the poster child of what 70 year olds should look like. Like everyone's going to look different. And like you said, there's a character for literally everyone. Especially nowadays, you know, God willing, we're seeing more of ourselves and more representation on screen. So really anyone has the possibility to get it.
It's possible.
It's possible. Absolutely.
Why not?
Absolutely. Yeah, and I thank you for that and for sharing that.
Thank you.
I do have my final question I want to ask
okay.
you. But before we do, do you want to... I obviously, you know, we have your workout classes coming up in Feb. But do you have anything you want to share, promote, any questions for me before I give you that last, you know, fave question of mine?
Oh, gosh. I just have many, like, independent projects that are coming up soon.
Yeah.
I've written a few scripts that I'm hoping to get out into the universe in the next couple of years.
Yeah.
Because, like, realistically speaking, a couple of years.
Yeah.
I'm also hosting another, like, we do, like, short music videos. It's called Cannabis Infusions here in Chicago. So just independent artists, musicians who want to get their music videos featured, we do that as well.
Very cool.
But, yeah. That's pretty much what I've been working on now. So we'll see what else happens.
Yeah,
we're doing it for the Plot Girl.
Absolutely.
I'm just gonna see what happens.
Yeah, and she is on the Dive web series.
Yes.
So check it out. She plays Debbie. She's in a couple good episodes. Like, you know, she's in multiple.
Debbie's scary.
It's so fun
but
seeing
I like her.
Yeah, she's so sassy, but in person you're just like the sweetest. So it's always cute seeing you do that turnaround. But thank you for being here and
for sharing that.
For the final question, if you had 16-year-old Chantelle in front of you, what would you tell her?
I would tell her it's not that serious.
Aw.
It is not that serious, girl. It's okay. I think I took a lot of things very seriously when I was younger, as the oldest of 4 girls. And it's okay to just live and have fun, and it's okay to make mistakes.
Yeah.
So. That's what I would tell her.
And I love that because it's like giving yourself grace, right? And I think what like what you mentioned earlier, being I'm also the oldest of 3, but I'm the oldest and being, you know, coming from a space where you have to really grind and hustle to make yourself be known or whatever, like it's easy to be hard on yourself.
Yeah.
So that's a sweet reminder. And for anyone, you know, that was you, what, 13 years ago?
The girl?
Is that true?
What?
Wait, did I do the math wrong?
So how did you say it?
Oh.
Yes, let's say 13 years ago. She's so correct.
Okay, whatever.
No, yeah, I know. I 2 years ago.
Yeah. You're like, girl, 13, that was two.
I'll take it.
Oh, my God. I'm sorry. I did the math wrong. But no, we'll say 13 for you.
Yeah,
no.
Let's do it.
Whatever the point is, that is almost her daughter's age.
Yeah.
So that's important to acknowledge, like, you reflecting on that.
That's a great point.
Whatever, you know, she's going to watch this one day and be like, oh, my God, Mom, like, what do you mean? Like, don't make mistakes. Like, you know, like, they don't realize, like, how much you go through.
Mm-hmm.
So I think that's really important to speak on. That's why I love that question.
Thank
so
you.
So thank you for sharing.
Not that serious.
Especially, you can't take yourself too seriously because life will just beat you up if you do.
It really will. It's okay to make mistakes.
Yeah.
Learn from it. Move on.
Yeah.
Have fun. My gosh, have fun.
Yeah. Aww, I love that. Thank you.
Yeah, thank you.
We'll continue to share your stuff that you have going on throughout the year.
Thank
you. And I was also on the Dive Web series.
Yes,
she
was.
So just go to my link, and we're like we're in the same episode too, I believe.
Yeah, most recently.
But I'll plug all her things and your socials and stuff.
Thank you.
And just as creators, just continuing to support other creators is really important. So thank you for being here.
Thank you.
And you know the drill. Like, comment, subscribe, share, post, repost, tell the girls, tell the boys, tell your mom, tell your grandma, tell everybody.
Tell people at the bus stop.
Yes. That one is like funny.
On to the next podcast.
Yes. I love that. That's a new one I have to edit. Thank you for being here, and I will see you when we are on to the next episode next week.
Ooh, ooh.
Bye.